This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday drew a parallel between the destruction of Bakhmut and the horror of Hiroshima during World War II while denying Russia's capture of the eastern Ukrainian city. Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens reports.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has hailed what he says was a victory for his forces in Bakhmut, describing it as a liberation in a statement on the Kremlin's website. At the G7, leaders of the world's richest democracies, however, said they would not back down in their support for Ukraine. During the summit, Biden told G7 leaders that Washington supports joint allies training programs for Ukrainian pilots on F-16s. Kiev has not yet won specific public commitments for delivery of the fighter jets, but he said he was confident they would.
Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens. A delegation of six African leaders set to hold talks with Kyiv and Moscow aimed to, quote, initiate a peace process, but also broach the thorny issue of how a heavily sanctioned Russia can be paid for the fertilizer exports Africa desperately needs, a key mediator in the talks said. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky have both agreed to separately host the delegation of presidents from South Africa, Senegal, Egypt, Republic of Congo, Uganda, and Zambia. The talks will likely happen next month. Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis, whose Conservative Party has won a landslide election but without enough parliamentary seats to form a government, has indicated he will seek a second election to consolidate his victory without the need for a coalition partner.
Ελπίδα νίκησε την απεσιοδοξία.
This is VOA News. El Salvador's government said Sunday at least 12 people are dead and others injured after a stampede broke out at a stadium in the Central American country on Saturday. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
Alianza FC and Club Deportivo FAS were playing the second leg of their playoff quarterfinal game at the Cuscatlan Stadium in the capital, San Salvador, when play was suspended after a stampede broke out in the general section. Cuscatlan can hold more than 44,000 fans, making it one of the largest stadiums in Central America. Government Minister Juan Carlos Bidegain said the stadium turned into a battlefield.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. Republican U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy said on Sunday he had a productive phone call with President Joe Biden and said the two will continue talks on the debt limit on Monday. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports.
On Sunday, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said June 1st was a hard deadline for raising the $31.4 trillion debt ceiling, repeating a warning that the government could run out of cash by that date and be forced to default. Less than 2 weeks remain until June 1st, and concerns about a default are weighing on markets. Republicans are pushing for sharp spending cuts and many domestic programs in exchange for the increase in the government's debt limit, which is needed regularly to cover costs of spending and tax cuts previously approved by lawmakers.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. An outbreak of cholera has killed at least 10 people near South Africa's capital of Pretoria, health authorities said Sunday, urging the public to be extra vigilant. The Department of Health in Pretoria's province said 95 people visited a local hospital since Monday, showing cholera symptoms including diarrhea, stomach cramps, and nausea. Lab tests on Sunday confirmed at least 19 cases of cholera, the department said in a statement, adding 37 people were still undergoing treatment. Pope Francis on Sunday called on Sudan's warring forces to lay down their arms, expressing dismay about the ongoing fighting and worsening humanitarian situation in the African country. The Pope's call comes a day after the Sudanese army and the paramilitary rapid support forces agreed to a 7-day ceasefire due to take effect Monday evening. There have been numerous shorter ceasefire deals since the conflict began on April 15th and all have failed. Find more on our website, including the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.